Change is good, but it can sometimes be hard to find the motivation, especially if the things you're trying to change aren't easy changes. Learning the BeDo concept, however, can help make those changes a lot easier. We'll talk about how you can do that today on the BeDo Concept podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder and developer of the BeDo concept. And you're listening to the BeDo concept podcast. Thanks for listening. This is number 27 on the podcast, where I share different perspectives and ways of looking at things to help you in being who you were meant to be and doing what you were meant to do. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the BeDo concept is part of a spectrum that incorporates two opposite ways of thinking. On one side of the spectrum is Be thinking, which is focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be. And the other side is Do thinking, which is when you're focused on what you're trying to do and getting the results that you want. These are both powerful and good ways of thinking, and when you put the two together, that's when you really start to fly. Before I jump into the content I have for you today, let me give you a quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. This concept came as an answer to my prayers in trying to understand and get along with someone I loved and cared about, but they did not think in the same way as me. And now that I understand this opposite way of thinking, it's so much easier to get along. It's helped me not be so judgmental and to be more kind and empathetic, and especially not to get so stuck. It's been helpful to me, and I hope it will be helpful to you as well. But please check with a licensed therapist or doctor before you make any life-changing decisions. With that out of the way, let's get started. First, let's talk about change for a minute. Why is change so hard for many of us? In my experience, change is hard because the way we do things and how we do them is often part of who we are, or at least it feels that way. Because when things are hard for us, we equate that with, it must be who I am. It's just too hard to change. And unfortunately, with that attitude, making those changes in those areas will probably be pretty impossible. So instead, I want to encourage a new way of thinking, and that's that you have a different focus. When you start learning the different be and do ways of thinking, then you'll find that you can actually change. And it's just so much easier, and it's completely in your control. So first of all, you just have to want to make the changes. And once you know that it's something that you want to do, then if it's hard, that's when the different be and do ways of thinking can be really helpful. And I'm excited to share that with you today. So today I just want to introduce these different ways of thinking when it comes to motivating yourself and how you can get into some of those more difficult areas that may have felt like it was who you are and unchangeable. But with the right motivation, it can help you get through it. I want to start with do thinking today. Do thinking is a little easier for me because that was the programming I've had from the time I was little. And that's focusing on what you can do to change things. I like the things I do. I choose what I do. And in my mind, what I choose to do makes me who I am. That's kind of the do way of thinking. What you do and what people see you do shows the kind of person you are. So they try to control what they do. Sometimes they change because other people want them to. There's things that other people don't like about them, and so they want people to like them, and that can sometimes make them want to change. But changing for other people is actually a good motivation for them. It's to change for someone else. Now, I know a lot of people, Be thinkers especially, will be like, no, that's not ever a good thing to change for other people. That's just pleasing. And while I understand that perspective, I want you to see it in a little bit of a different way. Because sometimes it takes more motivation than you have if you're just trying to do something for yourself. For example, I can want to eat better and want to look better, but to go on a diet that's ultimately only going to affect me and how I feel about myself, may not be enough motivation to change. I'm comfortable with my bigger body or, you know, whatever it is, they may not want to change. It just may not be enough motivation. However, when you start thinking about other people and how your actions affect others, which we talked about in the last podcast, everything, who we are and what we do, do affect the people around us, whether we realize it or not. And when you start to see that effect, you want to have a positive effect. You want to care about how your actions affect other people, how who you are affects other people. And so thinking about how this thing you want to change is going to affect others can sometimes be the motivation you need to make that change. For a while, I was feeling a very big spiritual nudge that I needed to cut sugar out of my diet. That was a really hard one for me because I liked my sugar. I was a little bit of a sugar addict. People could put a little bowl of candy or something on the table and I could eat the whole bowl of whatever was there. And though I felt that nudge, I knew that's what God was kind of letting me know I needed to change. I just liked the sugar too much. I knew it wasn't great for me and that it would be better if I was off the sugar, but I just didn't have that motivation to actually do it. However, when my daughter and I were going to a therapy appointment for her, the doctor suggested that if we were cutting sugar out of our diet, that it would help my daughter with some of the health issues that she was having with ADHD and some anxiety and things she was struggling with. All of a sudden, that motivation to go off sugar went way up. It wasn't just for me. All of a sudden, it was for her too. I wanted her to be happy. It was something I already wanted to do, but having that extra motivation that it was for someone else gave me that motivation to follow through. So that's what I mean when I say doing things for other people. In that case, we started our new diet almost immediately, and we did it for almost 4 months, which was amazing. The symptoms that she had totally went away, and I had never seen her so focused. I really was grateful that we decided to do that. Fruits tasted so much better, and I was able to replace a lot of the snacks that I used to eat with more healthy foods. Since that time, I do eat sugar again, but not as much as I did. And it really helped me to put life in a more balanced state. And I'm grateful for that experience. And I would do it all over again for sure, especially for one of my kids or for people that would need me to do that for them. And that's really the do thinking motivation, is to not just do things for yourself. That can sometimes feel really selfish. But when you're doing things that make you and other people happy, that's really the key to happiness, is when you're making other people happy and you're doing it because it makes you happy, then they can keep encouraging you. Thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate what you're doing. That makes you feel good. And it helps you to keep on feeling that motivation to continue with that goal. If you're the only one that's happy with how you're changing and nobody else likes it, and people are saying, you know, why are you doing that? And why are you choosing to do this when you could do that? That's really not very encouraging, and it can make people lose their motivation. So having that positive motivation that also comes from other people can really help you stay motivated and to keep moving forward in those things that you want to change, that you know would be good for you, that maybe you couldn't do before. Okay, so now let's look at the be thinking side and how you can use be thinking to help you feel that motivation when you need it. I actually love be thinking too, because when you're focused on who you are and how you're trying to be, then sometimes the things you do just happen automatically, just because of how you are and who you're trying to be. It does take some extra energy and some focus, but when you have that mindset of, I am this kind of person, maybe it's a healthy person, or maybe it's a very talented person, or whatever it is, often what you do just naturally extends from who you are. And so that can give you that extra power and motivation you need to keep being that person, especially again, if other people are saying, hey, you are amazing and wow, look at you. Those are the things that encourage be thinkers to continue to do what they're doing because it's in who they are. Be thinkers often don't really care about what other people think because who they want to be is something that's completely in their realm, right? Nobody else should tell you who you are or how you should be. So that's really important to realize. You can't just be somebody because somebody else wants you to be. That's not going to work, I promise you. But if it's something that you want to be, if you feel like that's something that is you and who you would love to be that way, you can. Because you can choose to be who you want to be. You can choose to do whatever you want to do. But sometimes that's what can help you to get that motivation that you need is to be that person that you want to be. Be that person that you need to be to accomplish the task, right? Sometimes we may want to go to the gym and we may want to go exercise, but we actually don't want to be that person that goes to the gym all the time and is going to be hyper focused on exercise. And sometimes that can keep you, again, demotivate you from exercising or from going to the gym because you don't want to be that person. However, you get to define how you want to be. You can be the kind of person that goes to the gym only 2 times a week or that goes and does these things because it's part of who you are and you get to choose how you want to be. Most of the time, they are changing because they chose to, because they want to make a difference. They want their lives to be different. They want to be seen in the ways that they choose. Be thinkers usually hate labels. They don't want to be defined by other people at all, but they do like to stand out from the crowd. They want to be known for things that they do. They just want to make sure it's coming from inside of them and not from other people, because if somebody else wants them to change, that's a demotivator for them. They don't want to do it. And that's sometimes why switching into the do thinking, if they're humble enough, can help them so that they can still make changes that might be good for them. But just know, if you're working with someone like that, trying to encourage them to change is not going to work. They need to decide how they want to be and have it come from inside of them. The thing that can help you the most is just encouraging them and accepting them for who and how they are, and that will make a huge difference in helping them to come up with those ideas. For a long time, I was trying to write a book. I'm still trying to write my book. It's a memoir self-help book. It's really all about how I discovered this concept and how to love people that think in a different way than you. It has been such a lot of work. And though I'm getting near the end, I didn't get there just through my do thinking alone. It just wasn't enough. I knew my book would help people in their relationships and it would help them to be so much happier. I knew when I finished, I would be happy and it would just make me feel so great to have people know about the concept. But I wasn't motivated to go the distance and to finish it. I was feeling burned out and I needed some extra motivation. That's when I realized what I teach is that I needed to switch into be thinking. And be thinking is thinking again about myself as an author, as that inspirational speaker, singer-songwriter person that I want to be in the future. Instead, I needed to be that person right then. It wasn't going to happen when I finished my book. Instead, I needed to think, I am that speaker. It may not be showing by everything I'm doing yet, but I need to think of myself as that person right now. And as I switched into that be way of thinking, all of a sudden I found it more easy to start sharing the concept, to talk to people about it. I started my podcast, which at the beginning especially was really hard to talk about and to articulate. It's been so good for me to think of myself as the educator, as the professional expert on this concept, which I really am because I came up with it, and to start sharing it like I am that person. And as I've been doing more of those kinds of things and thinking of myself as that kind of person, it's just gotten so much easier to be that person. And it's also nice, of course, when people see what I'm doing and they go, wow, you know, this is really cool. It's changed my life. It changes the way I think. Again, for a B thinker, that's motivating. It helps them to want to keep being that way. And that's kind of what you want when you start using both of these different ways of thinking, is you're doing things and people are going, wow, I really like this. This makes me happy. I really like what you're doing. But also that B way of thinking, you're being who you want to be and people are saying, wow, you're amazing. You're doing great things. That's kind of the space where, when you can get there, you feel like you're flying because you're being who you were meant to be and you're doing what you were meant to do. It is the most amazing motivation that can keep you doing and being forever. Of course, if you want to change who you are, you always can. You can always change who you are and what you're doing. Those are just in your realm. And it really just comes down to what you think about yourself and how you're trying to be and what you're trying to do. People will see it. They may, you know, go, hey, how come you're doing this? Or how come you're being this way? And when you can tell them your good intentions, tell them why. Tell them what you're hoping to accomplish or why you're being the way you are. Hopefully they're good reasons, because that will, again, keep you motivated, because they're going to see that and go, wow, okay, how can I help you? Which is often what happens when you're trying to do something that's bigger than you, or you're trying to be something that, you know, maybe you're not great at yet. But when people know what you're doing and how you're trying to be, often that help just comes. You know, there's a lot of things in life that aren't easy. And sometimes we do get stuck in not being able to be who we want to be or do what we want to do. But when we have these different ways of thinking, we realize that really it's up to us. We can't blame anyone else for, you know, I can't be the person because this person's not letting me. No, that's just dumb. Like, you get to choose how you want to be. And you may be choosing not to do some things because you don't want those consequences. But give yourself the control. Give yourself that mindset to say, well, I'm choosing to do this because of this. Or I'm going to be this way in this situation because of this. You have the control. You get to choose how you want to be and what you're going to do. And if you mess up, you know, all of a sudden you did something that really didn't fit with what you wanted to do or how you wanted to be, that's okay. Because every day is a new day. You get to choose. Well, how am I going to be today? Or what am I going to do today? It's always up to you. You always get to start over. You can repent if it's something, you know, that you need to repent for. That will help you start anew. And again, if you feel overwhelmed or frustrated, I know that God can help. I really have experienced that power in praying for help to be able to do and to be. As a do thinker, I was always praying, Heavenly Father, please help me to do this. Help me to do this. And when I started switching over into the be thinking, help me to be. Help me to be who you want me to be. Help me to do what you want me to do. And to use both of them and to feel the miracles and the difference that that has made in my life has been amazing. And I just want to encourage you all that you can be who you want to be. You can do what you were meant to do. It is completely up to you. You can get the help you need. I would love to be a help to you. If you want some support, if you want some mentoring, I would love to do that for you. You can find my mentoring page on my website, which is at lindykerby.com. That's L-I-N-D-Y and K-E-R-B-Y.com. And if you have any questions or anything that you're wondering about, I really would love to hear those questions, and I would love to answer them on the podcast. So you can find links to all of those things in the description of the podcast, and I hope you're enjoying it. I really do appreciate you listening and being here, and I hope you'll share this podcast with anyone you feel could use it, and it might make a difference for them as well. So again, thanks so much for listening, and I will chat with you again next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.